When the border abruptly closed a year ago to non-essential travel, it disrupted daily life on both sides, cutting off families in El Paso from the workers they depend on in Juarez.
We were quickly trying to scramble and figure out what can we do next, what are our other options.
Patricia is a single mother of three in El Paso. We're not using her full name because the woman her family hired to help her grandmother was not authorized to work in the U.S. Before the border shutdown, Mexican citizens would enter the country with a legal document, a border crossing card, to visit family, friends, and shop. But it's not a work permit. The fact that many would work while on the U.S. side of the border was an open secret.
I do have a lot of people that I know that depend on workers coming from Mexico for different reasons, whether it be for, you know, care of an elderly person, care for children, you know, for home care.
Her grandmother is disabled and has diabetes and relied on a caregiver from Juarez.
We did have a lady come to El Paso every week, Sunday to Friday, and she would care for my grandmother full time, day and night, which was very helpful because the entire family has full-time jobs. You know, they go to school and lots of commitments, and we wanted to be sure that our grandmother was taken care of.
This affordable support system is vital for women in the U.S. who hold down jobs outside the home. At the same time, the income earned by women from Mexico helps support their families. These essential workers helping other essential workers are mostly women doing
caring work or caring labor.
Joe Hyman is director of the Center for Inter-American and Border Studies at the University of Texas at El Paso. He says informal work arrangements happen all along the U.S.-Mexico border. That hidden labor force was cut off because pandemic restrictions limited border crossings to essential reasons.
I think essential was very much in the eye of the beholder. I think when we go to figure out who is essential, we're going to find it's a very insightful map of power.
It's made it very hard, says Catalina, who has not crossed the border in a year. We're not using her full name because she was not authorized to work. She cleaned homes and did laundry in El Paso 4 days a week, mostly for older people. Her husband has a full-time job in Juarez, but they relied on a dual income to support their family. She's not alone.
Amigas y hermanas que...
She says she has friends and sisters who depended on going to work in El Paso. All are eagerly waiting for the border to reopen.
I can't wait for it to happen either.
Patricia in El Paso has not been able to find a reliable, affordable alternative for her grandmother who needs round-the-clock care.
The cost is just outrageous, you know, to care for, to hire somebody from a healthcare agency, even to come for 3 hours, it can range anywhere between $30 to $50 an hour.
The pandemic travel restrictions created economic hardship on both sides of the border, but did not break the strong bonds between many of the workers in Mexico and the families on the U.S. side who depend on them.
We have continued to help, you know, this woman that will come and care for my grandmother. She's just become like family to us.
They take groceries and used items to Juarez so she can sell them for a little cash. And Catalina, another informal worker living in Juarez, is also getting help from one of her employers in El Paso.
Muy buenas que me encontré en el camino. Que Diosito me las puso ahí.
She says God put some very good people in her path. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.